What if everything you perceive as reality is merely one way of seeing the world? Carlos Castaneda's journey with the Yaqui sorcerer Don Juan Matos takes us beyond the boundaries of ordinary perception into a realm where reality itself becomes fluid and negotiable. This isn't just a philosophical concept, but a practical skill, the difference between merely looking at the world and truly seeing it. Looking refers to our conditioned interpretation of reality through cultural filters, while seeing involves a profound perceptual shift where everything becomes new and equal in importance. Imagine gazing at water ripples that freeze into a picture, then begin emitting a brilliant green phosphorescence, expanding into a soothing fog. This was Castaneda's first glimpse into seeing, a world where our habitual ways of organizing reality dissolve. The greatest barrier to seeing is our internal dialogue, that constant mental chatter maintaining our version of reality. We maintain our world with our internal talk, Don Juan explains. We choose our paths as we talk to ourselves, repeating the same choices until we die. This insight parallels Eastern meditative traditions, but emerges from an entirely different cultural context. When we silence this inner monologue, something remarkable happens. We begin to listen to the world rather than merely look at it. Think about how much of your day is spent in mental conversation with yourself. These thoughts aren't just passing through your mind, they're actively constructing the reality you experience. What would happen if you could temporarily suspend this inner narrator? The spaces between thoughts might reveal perceptions that have always been present but overlooked. Colors more vivid, sounds more textured, intuitions more accessible. This isn't mysticism, but a practical shift in attention that creates room for new awareness. Throughout his apprenticeship, Castaneda encounters mysterious entities that Don Juan identifies as the guardian and various allies. Picture a gnat transforming into a monstrous creature 100 feet tall with wings and black hair tufts, circling with incredible speed before striking with excruciating pain. Are these entities objectively real or projections of altered consciousness? Don Juan sidesteps this dichotomy, suggesting instead that reality itself is far more fluid than our ordinary consensus allows. When questioned about whether these forces have substance, Don Juan insists, "You're damn right they have substance. When one struggles with them, they are solid, but that feeling lasts only a moment." This challenges our sharp division between objective and subjective reality, suggesting instead a participatory universe where perception and reality co-create each other. Haven't you ever had an experience, perhaps a vivid dream or moment of intense emotion, that felt more real than ordinary reality? What if the boundary between inner and outer experience is more permeable than we typically assume? Beyond extraordinary experiences, Don Juan outlines a comprehensive philosophy for living, the warrior's path. This isn't about aggression, but strategic living with full awareness of mortality and personal power. The spirit of a warrior is not geared to indulging in complaining, nor to winning or losing, Don Juan explains. The spirit of a warrior is geared only to struggle, and every struggle is a warrior's last battle on earth. Central to this path is cultivating an intimate relationship with death as an irreplaceable partner and advisor. Rather than being morbid, this awareness transforms ordinary time into magical opportunity. When we truly acknowledge that our time is finite, how does that change our priorities? What would you do differently if you made each choice with the clarity that comes from knowing death allows no time for regrets? The warrior eliminates unnecessary elements, erasing personal history, losing self-importance, acting with impeccability regardless of the task scale. These practices create space for new perceptions while offering a framework for living with greater intention in an increasingly complex world. Throughout the narrative, Don Juan emphasizes developing will not as determination or self-control, but as a mysterious power directing our acts. This isn't the will of Western philosophy, but a force within ourselves that opens like a gap in the abdominal area. Will isn't a thought or an object or a wish, Don Juan explains. It's what makes you succeed when your thoughts tell you you're defeated, what makes you invulnerable. This understanding of will as a force shaping reality rather than merely navigating it challenges modern assumptions about consciousness and the external world. Have you ever accomplished something that your rational mind insisted was impossible? Those moments when something beyond thought carries you through might be glimpses of this will in action. Don Juan describes his own acquisition of will when confronting a hungry mountain lion, using it to caress the beast and escape, suggesting that perception itself is an active process rather than passive reception. What if consciousness is a fundamental rather than derivative aspect of reality? Don Juan's most sophisticated concept is controlled folly, acting with full commitment while recognizing the ultimate meaninglessness of all action. When Castaneda finally asks about this practice, Don Juan responds, "I am happy that you finally asked me about my controlled folly after so many years, and yet it wouldn't have mattered to me in the least if you had never asked. That is controlled folly." This practice stems from the insight that nothing matters, not because life is worthless, but because true seeing dissolves hierarchies of importance. Rather than leading to nihilism, this recognition liberates the worrier to choose actions based on preference rather than obligation. "A man of knowledge lives by acting, not thinking about acting," Don Juan explains. "He chooses a path with heart and follows it impeccably while knowing his life will end soon and he's going nowhere." This paradoxical stance enables full engagement with life while maintaining detachment from outcomes, finding freedom precisely where others find despair. A separate reality challenges not just what we know, but how we know it. Don Juan's assertion that the world is incomprehensible isn't a counsel of despair, but liberation. Thus, we must treat it as it is, a sheer mystery. Don Juan's teachings offer concrete methods for expanding awareness. Silencing internal dialogue breaks the tyranny of mental chatter. Developing will creates capacity for decisive action. Cultivating awareness of death maintains perspective. Practicing controlled folly provides a framework for engaging with life's mysteries. These techniques offer systematic approaches to expanding consciousness without requiring any particular metaphysical framework. What if reality is fundamentally participatory rather than objective? What if our perception doesn't simply record reality, but actively shapes what we experience? By shifting perceptual habits and suspending our usual categories, might we access dimensions typically filtered out by ordinary consciousness? The invitation remains relevant today, to explore beyond conventional boundaries and engage more deeply with existence. As Don Juan says, "We are men, and our lot is to learn and be hurled into inconceivable new worlds." What worlds might be waiting just beyond the veil of your ordinary perception?